It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Yeah, it is Wednesday.
We are about to, in just a little bit, our guest today on The Buzz 24/7 is going to be Kathleen Young, television producer, has produced a brand new documentary going to be airing on December 19th on New Hampshire PBS. Friends at Channel 11. And a new documentary called Krista. And obviously it's about Krista McAuliffe.
I was 14 years old, and we were in the music room, and they brought the TV sets in when we watched it live.
Yeah.
I was in college.
I remember because I was working late nights, so I got up, and I came downstairs, and I was living at my parents' house, and this is a remember where you were when moment, right? Those unfortunate moments in our lives marked by tragedy where we never forget where we were when we heard the news. And I walked down, and it was just happening on television. And so I pulled up a little step stool, and I sat on the step stool, strangely, about 4 feet from the TV. And I'm an adult.
Yeah.
And I'm just, I'm going to get to see it. That's awesome. Because everybody was following it. Everybody in New England, the country, was following this story with Krista McAuliffe.
A teacher from our own state.
You fell in love with her. She was like awesome.
You saw why she was chosen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's great. So, and then I saw it happen.
Yeah.
And I saw what we all saw. And I knew before anybody, I knew watching it, that's not good. You know, and obviously all those, that was confirmed, but it was like I knew it before anybody wanted to say it. I think a lot of people saw it and said that isn't right.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously that's...
Now, I don't think I've ever said this on the air. My dad's brother, Richard, who lives in Florida, drove for Greyhound.
Yeah.
And he was there and after what had happened, and he had her class... And they had to load the kids back up in the bus and take them to a location so they would be left alone by the press and everything.
Right.
So I had family members that were there while that happened.
Yeah, it's one of those difficult things to talk about still for a lot of people, you know, in the area, because we felt so closeness to her out of Concord. So apparently, December 19th, 8:30, Channel 11 will offer a look into the legacy of Krista McAuliffe, and it ties into. There's going to be if I'm reading this right, I want to make sure I get it right.
Statue, right?
Yeah, the statue is going to be unveiled, and they're doing a statue of Krista McAuliffe, and this is kind of tying in.
It's going right in front of the State House.
Yeah, Krista McAuliffe was selected over 11,000 people to become NASA's first teacher in space. The former director of the McAuliffe Shepherd Discovery Center said that's because she had these incredible qualities of enthusiasm and love for learning, which you could see. You could see it in her, you know? And
wasn't she even on Johnny Carson?
Maybe.
I thought she was.
I think you're right about that, because I know that they, in the earlier days of NASA, I watched it, they made sure that they were getting them on all the talk shows.
Right.
And getting them out there in the press.
Gene Gerluskis, who was the former director of the McAuliffe Shepherd Discovery Center, reached out to public television and said, we should do a documentary on her, because we should remember who we are, who we were, who we loved, and why. And it makes perfect sense. And so Kathleen is going to join us, the producer of the documentary Krista, again airing, I think it's Thursday night, the 19th, 8:30 on PBS. And it'll be online. You'll be able to see it too. But where were you, Laura? How old were you? Just a kid?
What year?
Must have been four.
4 years old.
Four,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was on The Tonight Show July 31st, 1985.
Yeah, I sat and watched it, and I don't know if anybody else was home. I don't remember my mom or anybody being around, because I got up at whatever time it was, just in time to see the liftoff. Mm-hmm. I just walked and sat down, and I watched the liftoff from home.
I felt like, if I look back now, that the teachers in the room knew something was wrong before we kind of did. Because what happened?
Yeah.
And
your first reaction has to be, what do we do with the kids? How do we do? What do we do? What do we do? What do we do? That's a scary thing to be a teacher in that situation, you know? And then they showed her parents, and God, looking back, it's just, it's still a hard thing, you know, for me to watch, because all of that hope you know, all of that hope sort of evaporated mm-hmm. for a period of time. You know, all of that hope that we had about the space missions and the excitement and the learning, and look, we got a teacher, and it just evaporated, you know. And it took time for NASA to be able to do it again. Yep. I'm glad they did. I'm glad things are happening now. I'm glad that there is space exploration and things like that, the space station and SpaceX and stuff like that. I love it.
Yeah, there was a special about NASA in general on.
Yeah.
I want to say it was on Netflix, and mm-hmm. I really enjoyed watching it and remembered how, like, okay, you know, find out what happened. Let's make sure that something like this doesn't happen again, and stuff, and who it came down to, whose fault, what happened.
Yeah,
you know, did we listen to everybody that we should have been listening to? All that stuff.
Yeah, that's what you have to do. Kathleen is joining us here. Hold on, let me connect her. And Kathleen Young is joining us on the phone, the producer for the new documentary, Krista. Good morning, Kathleen.
Hey, I'm happy to be here.
Happy to have you here. Welcome. It's Greg, Roadkill, Laura, and Kelly. And so we were just talking about the special and looking forward to the special, but also talking about our own memories, you know, of that of that time and how I don't think NASA could have ever picked a better person than Krista right. McAuliffe, because I felt everybody fell in love with her immediately because of her enthusiasm.
I know.
Right?
I know, it's true. And I had the luxury of going through so many archives of her appearances. And it's all true. You know, somebody who I interviewed in the documentary said, you could tell why NASA picked her because all you had to do was look at a picture of her and you could just see her infectious smile.
Yeah.
And she was that. She was totally that. Yep. And you're right. Our generation was really impacted by her.
You know, Kathleen, I have not. I saw a little bit of the trailer, so I don't know. Any of the family members in the doc?
You know, we really respect their privacy, yep. and they've been, you know, a little private.
Yep.
So we decided not to include them. And there were so many other avenues we could take that it wasn't important, I felt. Yep. You know, we could really still tell her story because it's really about her life. And who she was to her students and, you know, our community and not how you know, she died.
Right.
Because that has been the real focus for, you know, as long as the story's been out there. And I really wanted to touch on her impact and not the way she left us.
The statue, by the way, I guess I'd never really thought much about it, but, I mean, it's long overdue. Because, I mean, like,
right.
putting up statues is who we memorialize. I think I read somewhere one of the quotes in the press said, who we memorialize yeah. says a lot about society. This is the person, if it was somebody that deserved it, it's Krista McAuliffe. I remember, Kathleen, when she first, you know, they said, this is the teacher that was chosen. And watching her
yeah.
talk, seeing her speak,
yeah.
like you said, here's the thing. I wish she was my kid's teacher. Because
yeah.
who doesn't want a teacher like that? That's what I thought.
Oh, my goodness.
You know?
You know what? I have so many stories, too. Like, you know, she was never into it for her own career gain.
Right, right.
She was in it because she wanted to, you know, promote the field of education and to tell her students, if I could get this far, you can get this far. So reach for it and
right.
try.
Yeah.
She never, in everything that I watched of her, she never talked about herself. It
yeah.
was really incredible. Yeah, I wish she was my kid's teacher as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, I wanted to say that she impacted our generation so much. And when we lost her in the tragedy, I feel a lot of people that I interviewed, you know, I feel like we lost a little bit of hope. And as you were saying, you know, now with the statue, I think we can celebrate her again. We can feel good about who she was again without, you know, we'll always be sad that she was lost. But I think now we can celebrate who she was for New Hampshire and the world. You know, she really impacted everyone. Although I think we're a little biased because, you know, we're New Hampshire based.
Yeah.
She always felt like she was ours, but her legacy reverberates all over.
Oh,
it's incredible.
I before you got on with us, I termed it like this. I felt like all hope evaporated that morning. You know what I mean? And then you echoed exactly what I felt as well. Kelly Brown has a question for you, Kathleen.
You know, Kathleen, what was she going to do when she got out there? Was she set to teach a couple of lessons to kids all over the country?
Yeah, you know, technology was so, you know, it was just early in those days. So they were going to do some type of, you know, satellite beaming back to a few classrooms. But yeah, she was going to do some science lessons, even though she was a social studies teacher. I think a lot of people forget that, but she was.
Right.
And her lessons have now been done by other people in space, and they are available online for teachers to access. So kind of cool that she's, in quotes, still teaching.
It was one of those, we started talking about it today, was, you know, it was one of those, you never, it's unfortunate that it always happens with tragic events, but you never forget where you are when that happened. And I had, I was telling everybody that I don't know how old I was, but I came downstairs. I was working late night, so I got up late, and I came downstairs and I just in time to see it, just in time to see the liftoff. And the excitement that I had, I was sitting there going, this is unbelievable. I love this. Scotty and I both, huge space travel and space, you know, program fans. This was so exciting. And then, you know, the rest, obviously, we know what happened and how we were all impacted by it. But even to this day, I think, for me and a lot of people, it's still difficult to talk about.
Yeah, because I was 14 and watched it live in the classroom.
Yeah.
You know, not only because it was, whenever a space shuttle did that, it was always something the school always got involved with. And this time having a teacher from our own state, it was a big deal.
Yeah, close to home.
Yeah. Yep.
But did you find, Kathleen, that in the people that you talked to, that even people that weren't from, you know, this area of the country felt the same way as we did?
Yeah. I did, and I even interviewed somebody from Italy, and everybody, you know, we forget that she was going to be the first citizen in space, and I saw a lot of footage where they talked about having citizens go up, and it was starting with a teacher, but then it was going to go to, like, a journalist. They even talked about having a poet, you know, an artist, so it was going to be the first of many citizens going up in space.
Yeah.
And a lot of people all over the world and the country were really interested in watching that happen.
I appreciate how you approached the situation with the family. Because I got to imagine, after so many years of, you know, grieving publicly, there's no roadmap for that. And it's not an easy thing to do. And certainly I can't even fathom it on that level. But I appreciate I feel like we're very protective of our own, you know, in New England. I think
that's true.
You know?
I think it's true. And just like we all want to share our experience of where we were when it happened.
Yeah.
Imagine that, you know, it's your mom or your wife. Like, you know, even producing this documentary, people, you know, my dentist or, you know, like my friends, everybody wants to tell me where they were. And I have kind of felt the impact of that a little bit, too, because on the one hand, it's testament to how important she was to everybody's life.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, I could see where that could get really overwhelming for the family.
Mm-hmm.
And what I wanted to do with the documentary is turn it from the individual to more of the collective. Like, I started the documentary with a parade of her coming down Main Street because I just wanted us all to think about it as this collective experience that we all went through during that time. And it didn't feel necessary that the family be involved at that point.
There's a lot of weight involved, right? I mean, like, there's weight in doing this documentary because it's important and there's a responsibility.
Yeah.
I'm sure you had to feel that weight on your shoulders. How did you deal with that?
Yeah, I just wanted to get it right, you know, and I had, if I can say, you know, that the footage of the document of the parade, her two children are beside her.
Yeah.
And, you know, as you produce and create and edit, you know, at first I had some, like, you know, upbeat parade music. And I had to pull back and I had to say, no, you know, look at that little girl's face.
Right.
She lost her mom.
Yeah.
I need to do justice to the story, not only for them, but for everybody who like we've been talking about, were so affected and impacted by her loss.
Well, so where you've asked this question of everybody, right? So I'll ask it of you. Where were you?
Yeah.
When
I was like roadkill. I was in a classroom. I was a sophomore in high school, and the teacher rolled in the television, and we all watched it. Yeah. So yeah, I feel it really strongly.
Yeah.
And the woman who brought this to New Hampshire PBS was Jean Jalaskis, who works at the Sheppard McAuliffe Discovery Center.
Mm-hmm.
And when we had our initial meeting, she said, you know, don't focus on how she passed away. And I almost pushed back a little because I, you know, again, as we've been talking about, I said, it's just she meant so much to everybody and everybody wanted to talk about her life and where they were. And she said, but let's focus on how she lived.
I agree.
And that was also a thesis of mine that I took with me as I was doing it.
I look forward to seeing it. December 19th, 8:30, it'll premiere on New Hampshire PBS, of course, Channel 11. I'm excited to see it, and I'm excited to celebrate her again. So thank you very much for the work that you did on it. And thanks for joining us today. We really appreciate
it,
Kathleen. All the best to you.
I appreciate being here. Thanks so much.
Take care. Thank you very much. All right. I
had heard that the family members were very, very private.
Yeah. Wouldn't be?
No, but indifferent. So I wasn't sure if she got them or was able to.
Did she have children? Two children?
Son and a daughter. Yeah.
We have this thing in our society about needing to speak to family members after someone passes away, and I just don't get it. Like, you know, like, when is it ever going to be easy to talk about losing somebody like that?
No, but some people want to talk about
and
it.
No, share,
some people
do. They want to also share their memories and their life, you know?
I know, like, now, but I'm also talking about in the wake of it actually happening, the press is waiting outside people's doors, and that kind of, I bristle when I see that, you know, because grief isn't news. Grief is not news. Losing someone and a death is news. The grief that comes along with it is not news to me.
I don't know. I guess if I was a family member, I would. But it makes the news story come to life as far as you see the grief. You go, oh my God, it's not just a person I'm reading about. It was their mother.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I understand what you're saying. I just don't. I don't need to see it to feel it. But that's me. All right. Well, there you go. So that's Buzz 24/7 for today. I look forward to it. It's Friday. It's Thursday night, the 19th. It is on New Hampshire Channel 11, and it will also be on the website. I think it's going to be online as well, so you will be able to see it. If you're listening to this, where were you when type of thing, you can always send us an email because we all kind of were, regardless of where we were, especially in New England, kind of experienced it together.
Yep.
You know, if we were old enough.
If we were old enough.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take our leave of you, and we'll be back tomorrow at 5:30, and we hope you will join us then.